Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our service of Holy Communion on this, the 13th Sunday after Trinity. A particular word of welcome to our visitors. All are welcome as we come together. Our service begins on page 201. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and grant each of your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. For the 13th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, Help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who is lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Love sums up all commandments and rules of life. As Paul had written to other churches earlier, he now tells the Roman Christians that in this new age, the years of our Lord, there can be no time wasted on anything that does not feed our spiritual growth. The epistle is from Romans chapter 13, beginning at verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is a fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus says that we must not be silent in the face of wrongdoing, but try not to make a big fuss about it. Seek reconciliation gently. And when Christians are the catalyst for agreement and unity, there Jesus is present in his kingdom. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two or three of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of our ever-living and ever-loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I hope that none of you have actually put on your roast too early this morning. Sure you haven't, because do you know what? I've just picked up this wonderful book, and it's one of these whodunit novels, and I'm really absolutely enthralled with it. I have to finish it today, so I hope you don't mind if I just continue reading this, would you? It's not very big. There's only 298 pages in the book, and I'm nearly through it. Where do we see now? I've got up to page 10. So I'll not be too much longer. I promise I'll be finished before the evening service, Rector. You don't mind. Anyway, how about it? We'll carry on with this. So just twiddle your thumbs there for a wee while till I finish this book. I tell you what. I'll shorten it a bit so we're not here all day. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tear out a few pages there. That'll make it a wee bit thinner, won't it? I'll tear out a few more. What do we see now? We'll tear out some of those. There we are. That'll make the book a bit thinner. I should get that book now finished within the next hour or so, and we'll see how it goes. I've torn out some of the pages in the middle of the book. Now I'm going to lose the whole plot. There'll be murders committed that I've never heard tale of before, and I've ruined the whole story by tearing out too many pages. Do you know something? People try to do that with their Bibles, don't they? Hopefully not literally, but spiritually. Because we all love the nice little stories in the Bible, don't we? We all love the stories that we read in Sunday school and hear about, all about the creation, all about Noah and the ark, all about David and Goliath, all about Moses and the bulrushes, all about the crossing of the Red Sea, and all the lovely stories about Jesus, about the birth of Jesus, about the parables that Jesus told, the feeding of the 5,000 and all the lovely stories. And we could listen to them time and time again. What about other bits in the Bible? What about the bits that make us more uncomfortable than comfortable? What did we read this morning in the epistle?
Love your neighbour.
What? Have you seen our neighbours, the neighbours from hell? How in heaven's name could you love them? Well, what does it say? Love your neighbour. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Don't want that in my Bible. Tear that page out for a start. What else does it say in the Bible here? What? If somebody asks you to go a mile, go with them 2 miles. The price of shoes nowadays. Don't want that in my Bible either. Tear that one out too and keep that one. What else does it... Good grief, here's another bit. Jesus said... Listen to this. Jesus said, if somebody smites you on the cheek, turn the other cheek as well. What do they think I am? Not having that in my Bible either. Tear that page out. And so it'll go on and on and on. All the things that I don't agree with, I'll just tear out of my Bible. And I'll just have a nice little Bible that I can sit and read and enjoy to myself without having to worry about anything else. Do you know something else? You see, if you took out of your Bible all the references to the Holy Spirit, what would you be left with? Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, talked often to his disciples about that. And so did St. Paul too, and the other apostles, about the early Christian church. They lived by the power of the Holy Spirit and did nothing without engaging the Holy Spirit. And if you read through the Acts of the Apostles about the early Christian church, what do you find? Tear them out, page after page after page after page, all about the Holy Spirit and all about the work of the Holy Spirit. What would you be left with? You'd be left with a very, very small Bible, a very thin Bible, if you tore out all the references to the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the early church. And here we are today, meeting at the beginning of a new season, and the Sunday school back, our organisations back, everything coming back again. Do we do everything by engaging the Holy Spirit? Or do we try to do it all on our own bat? The early church didn't. The early church communicated with the Holy Spirit on every aspect of Christian life. Everything was done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything was invoking the name of the Holy Spirit before they did anything, before they went anywhere. And if we don't, if we try to ignore the Holy Spirit and try to do everything on our own bat, we have spiritually torn out of our Bible all the references to the work of the Holy Spirit. And what are we left with? A very, very thin Bible. A Bible that's not much use to either you or to me. Now to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, to thee they ascribe all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Using the prayers of intercession, let us pray.
This morning we are using the second form of intercessions, commencing on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer and page 151 of the large print edition. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, strengthen your church in all the world. Through these prayers, we come with openness to express our concerns for the church and the world. We ask for wisdom to understand the complexity of the world around us. When the church seems at times to be treading a steep and rugged path, beset by perils on many sides, we ask for your guiding spirit in seeing the possibilities for growth in climbing past the rocks along our way. Renew the life of this diocese. At a time when many question the relevance of the church, give us the presence to be witnesses in the world, witnesses who strengthen the presence of Christ in our communities. Help us to be the answer to those questions of relevance by what we do and what we are known for. Bless Harold, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader, and their families, and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace, and bless Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in authority. Creator God, increase in us love not only for the victims, but for the perpetrators of evil and violence in our world, for all governments which run on corruption and fear. We pray for a change of heart and attitude, an awakening to a better way of living, and the courage to reject wrong principles. At a time of turmoil in the world, when decisions being made are life or death decisions for innocent people, we pray that you will be there and that your voice will be heard above the egos and self-interest. We pray for places where your earth is exploited or damaged, and in particular for the areas and peoples devastated by Hurricane Irma and the earthquake in Mexico. We remember the citizens of Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East, and we pray for all people living in conflict and war. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. Father God, may our closeness to family and friends make us never exclusive, shutting others out, but always inclusive, welcoming others. Encourage us in outgoing hospitality and keep us from becoming possessive with those we love. We remember those who are rejected, isolated, or outcast. Make us a welcoming body of Christ here at St. Columba's, so that when people think about our church, they think about the real church, the people of God who worship here. We pray that as our parish organisations commence their autumn programmes and we hold our hog roast and barn dance next Friday evening, we will find many reasons for hope and joy. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. Loving God, we pray for all offenders in prison, that on release they will not reoffend, but find enough support to start a new life in the community. We pray for the continued success of the Diocesan Mothers Union project at Hyde Bank Prison, which was established by Roberta Rogers and other dedicated Mothers Union members. We pray for all who are vulnerable and unable to cope with the demands of life, for alcoholics, drug addicts, and all who are sick in mind. We pray for proper, compassionate help for them. There are many people in the world who need to be looked after. Please show them your love and help us to care for those who are in need, sick or unhappy. Lord, grant, we pray, that amidst all discouragements, difficulties, dangers, distress, and darkness of this life, you may deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
Thank you.
the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, you feed your children with the true manna, the living bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage until we come to that place where hunger and thirst are no more. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. To encourage all of us to support our hog roast and barn dance that takes place this Friday evening very kindly in the home of Tony and Clodagh Reid at Unicarville near Cumber. Those of you who've been before will know just what a wonderful, enjoyable occasion it is, and the fundraising committee have been working really hard with all of the many preparations. All the pieces of the hog have been purchased, and those 50 names would be entered into a ballot on the night, so there will be food to be had and to be enjoyed. Tickets are still available for the event, £20 for adults, £10 for secondary school children, and £5 for primary school children. Elizabeth Leonard is here, and she has tickets, and you will have no difficulty finding Elizabeth. She will be just under the very appropriate balloon at the door, coloured brightly. There will be no competitions on the evening, just fun, crack, conversation, catching up after the summer. And if you don't want to partake in the barn dance itself, there are loads of chairs all around the barn area that you can sit down and watch and have an equally good time. There are many, many ballot prizes given very generously by our local businesses, who I must say have been extremely generous in very good ballot prizes, and they'll all be available on the night. So I do want to encourage you to come along to support the parish and to further enrich our fellowship one with another. A lovely way to start our autumn programme of activities. And as we draw to a close this morning, it is with great regret that I tell you that Roy Templeton, a most loyal parishioner of our parish over many years, died very late last night in the Ulster Hospital. All of us have many memories of Roy's active involvement in our parish over decades. And to Esther and all the family, we do convey our sympathy and our prayers at this very difficult time indeed. There are no arrangements yet for the funeral, but I suspect it will be sometime in the middle of this week or shortly thereafter. And so we just conclude with a prayer for Esther and all those who are bereaved at this time, and also those who mark anniversaries of family members who have died in years past. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with those who mourn, that casting all their care on you, they may know the consolation of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.